And good afternoon and welcome once again, as promised, to the head coach, GM of the Flin-Flon Bombers, Mike Reagan, joins us once again. Very busy time for him, fresh off the league AGM, fresh off the SJHL Bantam draft, and lots of other key signings along the way as well. Mike, good to catch up with you again. And I guess first and foremost, your thoughts on this year's SJHL Bantam draft in particular, how it pertained to your team.
Well, I think that we're pretty happy with what we were able to accomplish at the draft. You know, John and our other scout, Tyler, have done a tremendous job. And, you know, we had a good meeting beforehand about the players and what kind of direction that we wanted to go in. And, you know, the strategy of the draft was to try to get two defensemen with our first two picks. And we were able to get our first two guys that were on our board there. And we're very excited that they fell to our, obviously, draft selection spot. And, you know, we spoke with all the kids, and, you know, they're all excited to be a part of the Bomber organization.
So your first two picks, defenseman Ryland Pearson and Adam Beeman, those were two guys that you really, that you had handpicked for your team then?
Yeah, like, you know, when we had our meeting, obviously we have them ranked, and, you know, there's certain guys that, you know, were maybe ranked higher by other, you know, teams and stuff like that, but we really liked the character of these guys, and we sent out a questionnaire to all the potential picks, and you know, we really analyzed their responses and whether they want to be Flin-Flon Bombers. And that's the most important thing, is, you know, there's no point in drafting someone that doesn't want to be a part of our organization. So we were able to get guys that wanted to be with us, and like I said, those were, you know, two guys that were at the top of our list.
One pick that I find very intriguing is actually the guy that you picked in the sixth round, Jack Picard of the Regina Aces. This guy had 52 points in 31 games. You must be surprised that he was still available that late.
Well, it's funny you say that, Hardy, because I know that there was a team that texted me right after that selection, and they said that was our next pick, and we had actually traded up to get into that position, and we're able to secure him, and we're very happy to be able to get him with our final pick.
How does he go that late, Mike?
Well, like I said, everybody's got different criteria that they're looking for in a player, and different needs and that sort of thing. Maybe he's a guy that didn't get a lot of views by a lot of other teams. I'm really not sure, you know, but like the NHL draft, there's guys that you see get drafted late, and you know, there's no rhyme or reason why, and they end up being tremendous hockey players. So we're hoping that this selection works out the same way.
Well, I mean, it remains, like you said, there's still Bantam, so still a lot of growing to do there. Let's talk about the AGM itself, Mike. I'm not sure how much of that you had a chance to sit in on, but my understanding is that everybody seems pretty committed to start the season in September.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You know, I think the biggest hurdle that we face is we're a Manitoba team, and, you know, between the two provinces, you know, right now there's different rules and regulations. We have to self-quarantine in Manitoba, where in Saskatchewan they don't. And, you know, those are some hurdles that we have to figure out here before the start of the season. But, you know, yesterday in Saskatchewan they announced that kids are going back to school September 1st. And, you know, I think that bodes well for hockey, you know, not just the SJHL, but, you know, minor hockey throughout the province. And, you know, the more things that are opening up, you know, the chances of us, or likelihood of us starting on time, it gets greater. So, you know, I think that's a real positive. And, you know, there's a few more meetings that have to take place, obviously, before September, and hopefully they go in our way.
Well, you're starting to put the roster together, Mike. Some key signings. You signed local product Jordan Fall. You've got Ben Dupereau, and you've just added Noah Kuntz as well. That's three pretty good picks.
We're extremely excited about all our guys that we've signed. You know, we're announcing them two guys per week, and, you know, that's just so that our fans stay intrigued and, you know, to give a little bit of spotlight for each guy that we've signed. And there's no particular order that we're announcing them, but, you know, obviously we're really excited that we have a local guy in Jordan that's going to be playing with us next year. I think that's great for the community. You know, back when I played, I think there was five of us on the Bombers, and times have changed. You know, there's not as many players playing hockey in Flin-Flon as there used to be, and also, you know, it's a big jump from midget AAA to junior A, and We think that Jordan's had a tremendous AAA career, and we're excited for him and his family, and also, you know, for the community. I think it's a real positive thing, you know, to have a local player on the team. You know, hopefully the fans are excited about it and the community's excited about it. And for Jordan, I think it's a really special moment in his life. You know, I know when I was able to make the Bombers as a local kid, it just a tremendous feeling, and I'm really happy for him. So, you know, that's great for the organization. And then, you know, with Noah and Cole Duperreault, we have two of the best kids in Saskatchewan AAA that have signed with us. And, you know, we felt that Noah was ready to play with us last year, and he did get in three games with us. And, you know, Cole was able to play a couple games with us at the end of the season and be a part of the organization. I think that went a long ways in his decision to sign with us. And, you know, it's nice that we've got two high-end Saskatchewan players, because, you know, you got to have your Sask guys believe in your organization, and these are guys that do and are excited.
Now, Mike, is there any chance that either one of those guys goes to play in the Western League?
Nope, they're both committed to going the college route, so okay. That's exciting for us. And, you know, all the guys that we signed, John, or Rob, is are guys that want to go the NCAA route. And, you know, where I was calling you John, I was thinking John's done a tremendous job at drafting players and listing guys that want to go that route. And it's obviously something that our organization believes in. We've had a lot of success. We lead the SJHL and Division One scholarships year after year after year, and that's the type of player that we're focused in on, that we want to be in our lineup and be motivated to achieve those goals of playing at the Division One level. So you're going to see with a lot of our signings, they're guys that want to go that route. And you know, we've got another Quebec kid that we're going to be announcing tomorrow that is a pure goal scorer, and he wants to go that route as well.
Well, we talk about things that seem to be going pretty well, putting your team into place, Mike. Last time we chatted, obviously a big part of the hockey is the business end and bringing in money. Have you been able to, is there some talk now putting together a season ticket campaign? And I know you were mentioning you had some big raffles coming up.
Yeah, in the next 2 weeks here, Hardy Cole's going to be coming up to Flin Flon and hopefully starting the process of getting our sponsors signed on for next year. And like I said in our last interview, I mean, we don't exist without our sponsors, and especially this year, it's more important than ever that we have the support from the local community and businesses, and you know, because we've lost a lot of money because of what's gone on here over the last 3 months, and you know, in order for us to continue going on here and having a future with having the Bombers in Flin Flon, it's imperative that we have the support from season ticket holders and our sponsors. So we're going to be working on that here in the next couple weeks here. You know, it looks like things are getting better for everybody. And like we mentioned earlier, hopefully hockey starts on time here.
Well, it seems like you said, with the kids going back to school. And again, Mike, you just look at the numbers. You talk about Manitoba. There aren't a lot of cases in Manitoba. There's fewer cases in Manitoba. There's still a few in Saskatchewan, but day-to-day, the numbers are still pretty good.
Yeah, and that's a positive, not only for hockey, but just life in general. I mean, obviously, we don't want to go through this pandemic and lose people to it, and I think Manitoba and Saskatchewan have done a great job here, and you look at how crazy it is down in the U.S., and you know, those numbers are still climbing in some areas, and you know, in our area of the world, we're declining, and it just continues to become a positive thing here for getting back to life as we used to have it.
Well, and Hockey Canada also had a big announcement last week. They're going to let each league make up their own minds, because, again, the caseloads in Ontario and Quebec, it's night and day compared to Manitoba and Saskatchewan.
Yeah, for sure. I think that that was a wise decision. You know, they're leaving it up to the public health in each province, and you know, because it's really hard for Hockey Canada to determine those things when, you know, they don't have the resources in those each province that can determine, you know, whether they're ready to start playing hockey or not. So I think that was a smart decision on their part, and you know, there's still lots that Hockey Canada is working on as far as protocol and how it's going to all look, because things are going to change. You know, it's going to be a little bit different, and you know, just the way we operate and stuff like that. Like, I know that there's talks that we might only be able to have one entrance, you know, and we're going to have to figure that out, obviously, with the parking in the back at the Whitney and that sort of thing. So, you know, there's going to be lots of changes that we're just going to have to deal with, and that's just life. And it's kind of one of those things where there's no point in complaining about it, because that's not going to do anything. And we just got to move forward here as a community and an organization here, and be excited about the potential of hockey in September.
Quickly, Mike, before we let you go, I know that you follow the league obviously pretty closely. Some high-profile guys may not be part of it. Quentin Loon Stewart's inside in the States. He's been traded. Riley Kahonic from Notre Dame, the same thing. Burke Berkeley, the big Melville goaltender. Some high-profile guys are deciding if they want to try somewhere else. Well, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where I think organizations have to do what's best for them as individuals. And, you know, players nowadays, they're becoming less and less loyal to the programs. And you see that not just in Saskatchewan, but Alberta, BC, you know, out east and that sort of thing. You want to talk about players leaving their leagues. Manitoba's going through a real tough time right now with their players wanting to go down to the North American League and that sort of thing. I think there's a lot that's got to be figured out here with the U.S. border before guys are going to be able to go down to the States. I'm not saying that they're not going to be allowed to, but, you know, until that border opens up, I mean, it's really hard to say what's going to happen. And with the U.S. having so many different outbreaks here and there, there's lots that has to go on before these players are going to be allowed to do those things. So, you know, I wouldn't put too much stock into it right now. As far as, you know, guys leaving to go to other leagues and traded and stuff like that, the way I look at it, Hardy, there's a reason why guys get traded. And there's, you know, I've told our guys in the past that if you play like a bomber and you truly are a bomber, there's a very slim chance that we're going to move anybody that, you know, we're happy with and that sort of thing. So there's a reason why guys get traded, and, you know, who knows what the situations are with each individual, but there's always opportunities for other players to step up. And, you know, I take a look at 2 years ago when we lost Nate Hooper and Branson Hine and all those high-end guys, and you take a look at last year. We put together a really good hockey team and filled those holes and ended up scoring more goals than the previous year. So, you know, when you lose players every year, you're going to graduate guys and lose guys, and it's just an opportunity for someone else to step up.
Fair enough, Mike. Thanks for your time here today. We look forward to more signings, and, of course, look forward to hopefully the return of hockey in September.
Thanks very much, Robert.